We all know the prayer, Angel of God. Most of us have learned it as kids. But do we truly understand the role our guardian angels play in our lives? Padre Pio's wisdom might just change how you think about them forever. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Something special is happening on September 23rd, the anniversary of Padre Pio's death. Your prayer intentions will be brought to his tomb in San Giovanni Rotondo and entrusted to his powerful intercession. I'll share how you can take part after our story. Now let's dive into today's story. Today is the second Wednesday of the month, our special time to reflect on the profound spiritual wisdom found in the letters of Padre Pio. In today's letter, taken from Letters Volume 2, Correspondence with Raffaellina Cerase, Noblewoman, Padre Pio reflects on the extraordinary gift of our guardian angels. Let's dive into his words and see what profound insights he has for us. Padre Pio writes, "The fact that we have close to us an angelic spirit who never leaves us for an instant from the cradle to the grave, who guides and protects us like a friend or a brother, must really fill us with consolation, especially in our more dreary moments. Let me tell you, Raffaellina, that this good angel is praying for you and offers to God all your good works, your holy and worthy desires. When it seems to you that you are alone and abandoned, don't complain that you are without a friend to whom you can open your heart and confide your woes. For goodness sake, don't forget this invisible companion who is always there to listen to you, always ready to console you. Oh, delightful intimacy! Oh, blessed companionship! If all men could only understand and appreciate the very great gift which God in His exceeding love has given us by appointing this heavenly spirit to guide us." What a consoling thought! An angel, chosen by God Himself, is always by our side, praying for us and guiding us, even in our darkest moments. Padre Pio's words remind us that we are never truly alone, even when life feels overwhelming. How often do we stop to acknowledge this heavenly friend and thank him for his care? Padre Pio continues, "Call to mind his presence very often. We need to fix our spiritual gaze on him. Thank him and pray to him. He is so considerate and sensitive. Respect him. You must always be afraid to offend the purity of his gaze. Often repeat the beautiful prayer, 'Angel of God, my guardian to whom the goodness of the Heavenly Father entrusts me, enlighten, protect, and guide me now and forever.'" I love how Padre Pio encourages us to pray to our guardian angel. It's something many of us learned as children, but have forgotten along the way. He then paints a picture of what awaits us at the end of our earthly journey. "What a consolation will be yours, my dear Raffaellina, when at the hour of death you will behold the good angel who accompanied you during life and was so generous in his motherly care for you. Oh, may this delightful thought make you increasingly fond of Jesus' cross, as this is also the wish of your good angel. May the desire to see this inseparable companion during your whole life enkindle in you the fire of love that will make you yearn to be separated without delay from your mortal body." Can you imagine the joy of finally seeing your guardian angel and realizing the depth of their care throughout your life? Padre Pio reminds us that this thought should fill us with a desire to love Jesus and appreciate his salvific sacrifice even more. Finally, Padre Pio offers a heartfelt confession. Raffaelina, where are my thoughts leading me? How often, alas, have I made this good angel weep? How often have I lived without any fear of offending the purity of his gaze? Oh, he is so considerate and so sensitive. How often have I responded to the generous and more than motherly care of this angel without the slightest sign of respect or affection or gratitude? I treat this dear little angel, I do not say as a friend, but as one of my own family. To tell you the truth, this angel is by no means offended by such treatment. How dear he is, and how good. Padre Pio's words inspire us to reflect on our own relationship with our angel. Do we treat this heavenly companion with the love and respect they deserve? Or do we take their constant care for granted? As we close, let's take Padre Pio's advice to heart. Call to mind your guardian angel's presence often, thank him, and pray to him. Let's also strive to live with a greater awareness of their role in our lives as gentle guides and protectors. And tonight, as you say your evening prayers, why not whisper the words of that beautiful prayer to your angel, the one that perhaps hasn't been on your lips for years? Now, as promised, if you'd like your intentions placed at Padre Pio's tomb on his feast day, just click the link in the description below. Your petitions will be personally delivered to San Giovanni Rotondo, an opportunity to place your prayers in the hands of a powerful intercessor. Don't let it pass you by. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.